Mark Higgins, compost operations foreman for Bentonville, pushes back the brush pile with a giant K621C front end loader to make room for more brush. The Bentonville compost facility consists of two areas, one where people can drop off their yard waste and another where the yard waste is ultimately crushed and piled into long rows called windrows for composting.
This down here is our composting pad. This is where the magic happens. And as you can see the big rows. And that's a windrow. We grind up the feedstock, we store the feedstock. When we have an open spot on our pad and we can start composting, we haul down the feedstock material down there. Then we take the front end loader, and because we form it into long rows, which we call windrows. We open up the wood chips, and then we use a dump truck to load that with the biosolids. Now we put anywhere from 200 to 250 yards of biosolids in that. Then we take that and we push that all together, and then we use a big machine called a windrow turner that straddles the windrow, and it drives through it spinning a drum that agitates and mixes the biosolids and the feedstock material.
These windrows are then aerated periodically to allow oxygen to flow to the core of the pile and maintain optimum conditions for the growth of thermophilic bacteria that play a key role in the composting process.
Basically, the microorganisms do all the hard work. In the windrows right there, that's basically their home. And what we try to do is we try to increase the population of the microorganisms to a point where they start creating heat as they respirate. And this heat brings up the internal temperatures of the windrows, which of course gives them a better environment so they eat and reproduce more and the population continues to grow. But they're basically the ones that take the material and use that in their life process. And that's what reduces the volatile organics in that windrow pile.
In the meanwhile, pickup trucks continue to bring in yard waste. Mark says the ideal temperature for the bacteria is between 135 degrees and 155 degrees Fahrenheit. The aeration of the feedstock piles, or windrows as they are known, is done with the help of a front-end loader. The compost is then cured for additional aging and drying. Later, it is screened to separate the finer compost from the coarser kind with the help of a Trommel screen.
Here we can show you a pretty good example between the difference between the screened and the coarse material. This is the screened product. As you can see, the pieces are all kind of small. It's got a finer texture. Big difference. See that? There's hardly any fine material in that. It's all the composted wood hulls.
Mark says the different grades of compost serve different purposes.
The finer product doesn't hold up as well in rain, so you wouldn't want to use it for a mulch. You want to use it more as a potting mix or as a top dressing. The unscreened compost you want to use as a soil amendment, or you can use it as a mulch. Now the coarse grade, that's the stuff that comes out the other side of the screening equipment. That's real coarse, and that holds up real well to water, so you want to use that more as like a mulching product.
The Bentonville compost facility produces 8,000 to 10,000 cubic yards of compost annually, but it can be easily produced at home too.
You can go fancy and order something out of a magazine. It's a big tumbling drum with a handle crank. You know, you can keep that in your backyard and load it with what you need and, and turn it, or you can make yourself a composting pit or a composting pile. You don't even have to have it in a pit, but you just, as you just got to remember to, you know, you got to mix browns and greens. Your browns are your carbon and your greens are your nitrogen, and you have to have like a 3-to-1 ratio. You want to have 3 browns for every 1 green, and that'll help keep your organisms happy.
Brown organic material such as fall leaves, hay and straw, shredded cardboard and newspaper, along with green organic material such as vegetable and fruit wastes, eggshells, coffee grounds and tea bags, and grass clippings can be used to create compost. Meat, dairy products and vegetable oils, however, need to be aerated often while composting to avoid foul odors. But whether it is done by individuals at home or in a city facility, composting helps the city manage its waste and save some precious money.
There's regulated restrictions on what you can put in a landfill. Yard waste is one of those in the state of Arkansas. If we didn't compost this and reuse this material, that would all have to go out of state and go into a landfill. You probably can understand there's no sense of putting something that you can reuse into limited space that we have in this country, because as it's getting more and more difficult to get landfills because they're very expensive now to build.
The Bentonville Compost Facility is giving away free unscreened compost tomorrow through October 2nd. No proof of identification is required to pick up the compost that will be available between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. More information regarding the compost giveaway is available on 479-271-3160. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.
Somebody just bought a load of compost.